AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The shaky two-week ceasefire has been largely holding between the U.S., Israel, and Iran, although Tehran and Washington have offered vastly different explanations of the initial terms. Israel insists the agreement does not apply to their war against Hezbollah militants in Lebanon and have escalated deadly strikes there, leading Iran to claim it's violating the deal. Meanwhile, Iran says it had won agreement that it would control the Strait of Hormuz, charge tolls, and enrich uranium. While President Trump said the deal called for the strait to be reopened and Iran to hand over its uranium stockpile. Meanwhile, semi-official news agencies in Iran today published a chart suggesting the country's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard put sea mines into the Strait of Hormuz during the war. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports a Guatemalan man has pleaded guilty to federal charges over a deadly truck crash in Mexico.
Authorities say a Guatemalan man has pleaded guilty in federal court in Laredo, Texas, to a felony stemming from a 2021 crash of a truck in Mexico. It killed more than 50 migrants crammed inside. They say 42-year-old Daniel Zavala Ramos also acknowledged involvement in a human smuggling effort to bring migrants from Guatemala to the U.S. via Mexico. Five other Guatemalans are also charged. Authorities say at least 160 migrants were packed into the truck when it overturned in southern Mexico.
Police in the Bahamas say they've arrested the husband of a U.S. woman who was aboard a boat near the archipelago and vanished. Officials say Lynette Hooker was traveling in a motorboat from Hopetown to Elbow Cay Saturday night. A Coast Guard spokesperson told the AP they've opened a criminal investigation into the case. This is AP News. Rex Huerman has pleaded guilty to murder, admitting to killing eight women in the Gilgo Beach serial killer case.
Missy Khan, the sister of victim Maureen Barnes, says she's finally gotten justice.
19 years, I lived in the space between heartbreak and hope.
Suffolk County DA Ray Tierney says the Long Island architect's guilty plea means he faces life in prison when sentenced.
This defendant walked among us, play-acting as a normal suburban dad, when in reality, all along, he was obsessively targeting innocent women for death.
Outside court, Huerman's lawyer, Michael Brown, tells WABC he thinks his client's decision to cut a deal was a sense of relief.
I think by admitting it, I think it's cathartic to some extent.
As part of the plea deal, Huerman agrees to talk with the FBI's Behavioral Analysis Unit about his life as a serial killer. On Long Island, I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.